Hello, and welcome to the Policy and Perspective webcast from Mathematica Policy Research. I'm Brian Gill. I'm a senior fellow at Mathematica. I'm joined today by my colleague, Ira Nichols-Behrer, who's a Mathematica researcher, and who's the lead author of a study of the Common Core-aligned PARC assessment that was administered in about a dozen states last spring. We're expecting that our new study will be of great interest to the education policy community around the country. I have to admit that I'm particularly hoping the report gets some attention because, full disclosure, I'm one of the co-authors. Ira, thank you for joining me in this conversation.
Thank you, Brian. My pleasure.
So the PARC test is formally known as the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. One of its major goals, as the name suggests, is to identify students who are ready for college. As many of our listeners are probably aware, though, PARC aroused a lot of controversy even before its formal launch last spring. Ira, can you give our audience a bit of background about PARC?
Sure. So PARC was founded by a large consortium of states several years ago. Initially, that consortium had 24 states and Washington, D.C. And it's actually one of two different tests that were developed around the same time to be in alignment with Common Core state standards. The other test was developed by a different consortium of states. It was called Smarter Balanced. And PARC was really intended to be the next generation of student achievement tests. It was, in addition to being aligned with the Common Core state standards, it was also, as its name implies, designed to measure whether students were prepared to succeed in college and in their careers. And in more recent years, however, as the Common Core has been more debated and become somewhat more controversial, the PARC consortium has gotten smaller. So now it is down to 11 states in Washington, D.C. And actually this summer, three of those states announced they're planning to leave PARC. And a fourth state, Massachusetts, is currently undecided.
So that brings us to the inspiration for the study that Mathematica has just released, which was commissioned by Massachusetts, by the state's Executive Office of Education. Ira, can you tell our listeners why Massachusetts was particularly interested in the study of PARC and what officials in the state wanted Mathematica to evaluate?
Yes, so Massachusetts is at an interesting decision point. So next month in November, decision makers are going to be choosing between either continuing to use the state's current statewide assessment, which is called MCAS, or switching to PARC. Now, it's important to note that MCAS is actually one of the most rigorous statewide assessments in the country. It's widely regarded to have some of the most stringent performance standards of any of the currently existing statewide assessments that are in use. So by comparing MCAS to PARC using rigorous evaluation design, this study gives Mathematica the opportunity to conduct a rigorous analysis and assess whether PARC is meeting one of its major goals, and that's identifying students who are ready for college.
Okay, so since, as we mentioned earlier, the PARC assessments were administered to high school students on a large scale for the first time just this past spring, and some of our listeners may be wondering how we've already managed to figure out how PARC predicts success in college. I'd like to tell them we invented a time machine that allowed us to see 3 years into the future. Unfortunately, that's not actually how it worked. So Ira, go ahead and explain how we actually conducted the study.
Right, so a time machine would have been nice, but that wasn't available. So instead, the state got 11 public higher education campuses to administer PARC or MCAS tests to 866 students who were already in their first year of college this past spring of 2015. So these college students were randomly assigned to take either a PARC high school exam or an MCAS grade 10 exam to make sure there were no systematic differences among students taking these different tests. The study used a random assignment procedure. And because we have comparable groups of students taking either PARC or MCAS, we can compare their results and their college outcomes and have a meaningful comparison between the two tests. And this overall study approach allows us to get immediate evidence about whether each of these tests successfully predicts a student's college performance.
Okay, so let's not keep the audience in suspense any longer. Go ahead and tell them what our key findings are.
All right, so we have two key findings. So first, the overall distribution of scores on both PARC and MCAS provide meaningful predictions of students' success in college. And in fact, the two exams are similar in their overall ability to predict students' college grades. And actually, we also have in our data set students' high school SAT scores. And what we found was that both PARC and MCAS have a similar amount of predictive ability as the SAT test. Our second finding is that there's an important difference between PARC and MCAS in terms of their performance standards. And what we found is that in this respect, with performance standards, PARC does a better job than MCAS in math at predicting which students are going to get better grades in college and which students are going to need remedial courses. But the performance standards on these tests in English language arts are not statistically distinguishable.
Okay, thanks, Ira. Can you clarify a little bit what we mean in distinguishing the two tests in terms of their designated standards and explain how those differences play out in terms of college performance?
Sure. So each of these two tests sets a different bar for where students' performance on the test signifies their academic achievement. So for PARC, they use a performance category called college and career ready. Students scoring above a certain score on the test are deemed college ready. And on the MCAS test, they use a performance standard and a cut score to identify if students are proficient. And these two performance categories predict different levels of college success, so, particularly in math. So in math, 48% of the students in the college ready group on the PARC test earn an average GPA of at least a B or higher. And that compares, that 48% compares to only 24% of students in the MCAS proficient group who earn B level grades in college. And this pattern holds for remedial coursework as well. Students in PARC's college ready group are 11 percentage points less likely to be assigned to a remedial math class than the MCAS proficient students.
So what are the implications of these findings for policy? What choices does the state of Massachusetts have now that it's got this information?
Well, the whole purpose of this study is to provide rigorous empirical evidence that can help inform policymakers as they consider this important decision of whether to continue using MCAS or switch to PARC. Now, our findings raise some key considerations for policymakers. In particular, given that PARC's college ready designation is a comparatively better predictor of college outcomes in math, policymakers in Massachusetts have two different policy options. One option would be to adopt the PARC exam outright and get the benefit of the predictive ability of its higher standards in math. Or another option is that because these two tests have the same overall validity in terms of their underlying scores ability to predict college outcomes, another option would simply be to refine the performance standards on the MCAS test. In other words, Massachusetts could set a higher threshold for achievement on MCAS and identify students who are college ready solely using MCAS test scores.
Clearly, this will be a big decision for policymakers in Massachusetts with implications for students all over the state. It seems likely their decision will be closely watched by other states, perhaps especially states that are part of the PARC consortium. So what are the implications of the study outside of Massachusetts?
Right, so it's important for other states to remember that this study solely looked at the comparison between PARC and the MCAS exam, and Massachusetts already has one of the most rigorous statewide assessments in the country. So one way to look at this study is as a kind of benchmark for other states. And because the PARC exam has predicts college outcomes just as well as MCAS, a very strong state exam, that suggests that PARC may outperform other state assessment systems in other parts of the country.
So does the report recommend that other states should do whatever Massachusetts decides to do?
Well, it's not quite that simple. So the only way to empirically compare PARC to any state's own assessment system is to follow Massachusetts' lead by carrying out more independent evaluations of the assessment options that happen to be available in a given state. And in addition, a study like this one cannot definitively answer all of the relevant questions about a state's choice of assessments. In particular, examination systems may differ in many important ways. They could differ with respect to their cost, the complexity of the test and number of test components, the amount of time it takes students to take the test, and other factors. In addition, choosing a different state assessment may also influence teachers' practices in the classroom in important ways. Nevertheless, the findings from our study do provide important and timely evidence to decision makers who are seeking to choose an examination system for this coming school year and beyond.
Well, Ira, I hope our listeners will agree that this has been a very informative look at a topic that's of great interest to policymakers, to educators, and to families. So thanks for discussing it with me today.
My pleasure.
Anyone who would like more information on Mathematica's PARC study and more broadly on Mathematica's research in education policy can visit our website at www.mathematica-mpr for Mathematica Policy Research.com. Thank you all very much for listening to this episode of Policy in Perspective from Mathematica Policy Research.